Okay, so I'm going to talk about the difference between the written and spoken language. There's no one single difference between the written and spoken language, but Carter and McCarthy propose four main differences according to a scale. So the differences are that spoken language is involved, implicit, happens in real time, and tends to be fragmented, whereas written language is detached, tends to be explicit, it happens in lapsed time, and it's integrated. Now I'm going to explain a little bit about these features. So spoken language is involved because it happens in face-to-face conversation, and it has a high dependence on the context of the speakers, whereas written language tends to it's detached, such as a public note, because it doesn't happen face-to-face like conversation. Another feature is between written and spoken language is that spoken discourses tend to be implicit. That is that in conversation there is a lot that is left unsaid, and there is a lot of use of vague language, and also again there is a reliance on the shared knowledge of the world of the speakers. Whereas in written discourses, it tends to be explicit because it depends on the context of the text and only on that. The third feature that Carthy and McCarthy propose is that conversation tends happens in real time. That is that there is a pressure on the speakers because they need to produce language as well as to think what they are going to say next. Whereas on written language, there is a time and place for writing, and there is another time and place for reading. So there is a time for revision and understanding of a text. That is what it happens in lapsed time. And the last feature I'm going to mention is that spoken language tends to be fragmented. That is that it's disorganized according to the researchers. Whereas written language tends to be integrated, that is organized, there it has a planning, and it tends to be tightness in contrast to spoken language. A clear example of a spoken language would be a casual informal conversation, and one of written language would be an academic textbook. And a letter to a friend will have some features of the spoken language and some others of the written language. So from the features of the spoken language will be that it is involved, implicit, and fragmented, but it will happen in elapsed time, and that is a feature of the written language.